Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, my brothers and my sisters, at this
amazing time, the time of the avatars, you know, and the ascended masters coming, you know, together, uniting, you know, the in one light, one heart, we are all transforming from the caterpillar to the this amazing angelic butterfly that is so in not in amnesia anymore. Like we are this amazing beings with amnesia, you know, just trying to learn, but in reality it's not learning, it's remembering, because you already know everything, you just have to remember. But anyway, welcome, brothers. It's an amazing weekend. You know, 999, you know, happened, 999 portal, you know, just incredibly activated, you know, pretty much your, you know, self in the third dimensional environment to the higher energies, you know, it's connecting, it's making that connection, this portal, this weekend. The more that you can feel connected to Mother Earth, you know, more grounded, more the better you're going to go through this amazing time of inner and outer, you know, transformation that is absolutely, you know, activating each one of your, you know, divine, you know, chakras, called chakras. And it's the time where, you know, your so-called third eye, you know, will activate, and the faster that you you want to see it, it's pretty much the time that you put out on exercising your going inside, you know, taking your to remembrance, you know, your power back as a being. I know it's hard sometimes to focus, keep going, do what you gotta do. But you know, it is what it is, and so it is. We just have to the best of our ability to feel, you know, hopeful. These times it's as simple as that. All you need to be just to be positive, knowing that you have, you know, family, literally. I am your family. I am your family. I am, you know, your bro, Ash. I am your family. I'm the family of every single one of you. And we are all, you know, we are all connected. We are all connected to the DNA of my ancestors was put into the, you know, creation of the original blueprint of the human, you know, co-creation by the will of God, and as well as the co-creation of a lot of other, you know, beings that are participated in this so-called experiment of creating humans and amazing beings that are pretty much are evolving so much that to the point that we are to the point of remembering, you know, pretty much the whole thing, you know, this is an opportunity to really go inside. And then today, just visualize your heart. Just start from your heart, everyone. Just touch your heart. Close your eyes. Touch your heart. Just visualize. Take a deep breath. Breath. Exhale all the negativity, all the fear, all the, you know, worrying. Inhale, peace. You say peace, peace. Just inhale peace, because that's inhale. Your dreams come true. And exhale all the stress, all the worrying, all the baggage that we don't you know, need anymore. Imagine to just forgive everything and everyone, and then let go, and then let God. Let go and let God. Okay? Let go. Let go of the baggage, all the stress, all the negativity, all the, you know, the negative, anything that is not from the love. Anything that is not from love, let it go. Om, 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 om. Myself, and I forgive everyone ever that ever, you know, hurt me. Forgive everyone. And I let go all the baggage, all the negativity, all the, just let it go. And then allow, just relinquish of the free will, allow, you know, to be helped, allow to receive all these blessings that are coming at you with your name on it, but you need to allow, you need to open your heart, open your mind, you know, just to allow. What do you have to lose? It's all good. It's all good. I'm talking about blessings. They're good for you, good for your loved ones, good for your family. And there's no strings attached. You don't have to sign any contracts, you know, with anyone, because you already signed them. Whatever you got, you signed. You already did. Period. That's it. You already signed contracts right and left, evolving, evolution, in the individual as well as in the collective level. And, you know, this 999 portal, it's incredible energetic activation that it's really a big part of this time, and that is allowing, you know, just the divine light to be with humanity, you know what I mean? The divine light of every single being, that is you, that is me, that is your neighbor, that is your brother and your sister, everywhere around. And the ones that are more in peace and in love and in the heart, you know what I mean? They have hope, they have, they're grateful, they count their blessings. Those beings are the first ones that will receive all the blessings, all the knowledge, they will see the reality. It's just literally, it all depends on that now. It all depends on the energy that you're vibrating. Some people, they're vibrating in the energy of fear. They're going to see one reality. And the people that are vibrating, I don't know how, I don't know. But I'm just telling you that it's happening already now, on September 10th, 2016. Okay? Live from the heart. 8 p.m., Los Angeles, California. 9 p.m., Hopi land. Hopi sacred land. Send light and love to all the Native brothers and sisters. I send them light and love for what is going on over there. I'm just telling them that it's, you know, God is good, and it's going to just find the best solution for the good of all humanity. And it's just and whatever is in your heart, that is what it's to be in it, because it already is. It's all good, and it's all good. It's time. There's a tsunami of love that is transforming all the dark to the light. I don't know how, but I believe and I trust. That's it. I believe and I trust blindly. It's blind faith. It's blind faith. If you can, you know, believe that. It's not like, oh, I don't believe it till I see it. It's not like that. It's all the way around. They program you in the wrong way, my brother and my sister. They program you, see first to believe it. See it to believe it, right? That is absolutely negative, the way to approach things, because you don't, you have to co-create them. You see, but by the moment that you don't believe, then you don't see it. That's the formula. You have to believe it to live it. You have to believe it to see it. You have to believe, because you could create what you believe. When you are completely skeptical of everything, then you create nothing but chaos for you and for collectively also. You've been, you know, natural disasters, you know, everywhere, are created by the negative, you know, consciousness as well. So it's important to stay as positive as possible, because it's affecting yourself, your reality, as well as others, the collective reality also. So let's just stay positive. Turn your TV off. Do that. Like I haven't watched TV for 5 years, and I'm so happy to say that. You know what I mean? Not for solar internet. It's the best way to alternative media. This is Ashtar Radio, you know, .com, broadcasting live from the heart every Saturday since 2011. Since the first week of 2011, we started Rain or Shine. I was, you know, I just made it like exactly, you know, to the minute. To be with you today, you know, it's I'm working on my own activations and my own, you know, integrations, you know, with my higher self, with my, you know, divinity. And that's what then I send, you know, light and love to all the burners, all the, all the love workers, light workers, all the loving people of the world. I tell them that I love you. And I send you love, and I send you, a rainbow from my heart to your heart. And it's I'm just loving people, you know. I'm not going to waste my time. You know, I love everybody, but directly, I want to be in touch with loving people. You know what I mean? That is my choice. People that hate, people that I just rather don't deal with them. You know what I mean? I just turn around and keep going. I just want to be around loving energy. You know what I mean? Loving energy. Even online, you can tell when someone is not the loving energy. You know what I mean? I am all loving energy day and night and night and day. And it's all good, all divine. I am as positive as I can be in and even more to cheer others up, because that's the best way to recycle, you know, the positive energy, to just kind of like doing it and sharing the love. It's the best way to empower yourself and others. You know what I mean? Sharing the love. Share love. Share love. Share love. Share love. Share love. Share love. Hey guys, I wanted to share with you this wonderful message from my beloved I Am. First, I wanted to tell you that I have a great great important news, and I believe, you know, from the heart, you know, some people may believe it, some people don't. It's all about you create what you believe, kind of thing. And I believe that we are going through a great cycle of transformation that happens every 25,000 years, almost 25,000 and 900 years or so. We're in the middle of that cycle, and it's even greater than that, because it's not just the 25,000 years, but also in the millions. There is another cycle in the millions that is also being reached and affected in the galactic level. There are great changes, transformations, and it's all good. It's all divine. It's going this tsunami of love affecting the entire universes. You know what I mean? The entire universe, every dimension, every place has been touched by this incredibly loving, you know, benevolent energy that is transforming, and it's giving us the reason of existing. You know what I mean? Because you are there you are, and that is what I can tell you. So it's all good and it's all divine. Check out my brother Michael. It's amazing. Just catch it.
You are pointing toward a central focus for a new creative endeavor, whereby the angelic realm, the co-creator gods, the great beings of light, and the star seed from throughout the omniverse would send forth fragments of their essence to Earth, and thereby they would bring their light, their wisdom, and their desire to assist in fulfilling the Creator's grand plan. To some degree, all of humanity and the Earth's soul consciousness are reaching inward and upward to connect with our Father, Mother, God, while the Supreme Creator is opening the pathway from the core of its being throughout the multi-universes, the great central sun, the multi-dimensions, and the many realms of creation in order to incorporate and harvest the beauty and magnificence of what has been wrought by all of us in the name of our omnipotent Creator. Those of you who are firmly on the path of expanded spiritual awareness, realize that you are living in unique and unprecedented times. Great beings of light who had never before left their home within the great central sun of their universe agreed to do so, and to fragment themselves into lesser sparks of God light, in order to bring their radiance, their love, and their wisdom to planet Earth. The beloved one called Jesus/Yeshua/Jeshua, the great Kumaras, the Buddhas, Lord Melchizedek, Rama, and Krishna, plus the radiant and mighty angelic kingdom, to name only a few, came from far distant universes created long before this young universe came into being. We of the archangelic realm originated in the dim, ancient past of the omniverse, as did many of the ascended masters and avatars you are familiar with, and we assure you that many of you who are on the advanced path of ascension were birthed into your individualized consciousness in other universes as well. The divine plan was perfected, and the groundwork was laid long ago for what is taking place on Earth at this time. Those great beings journeyed down into the lower dimensions in order to take up a residency within the shining cities of light stations throughout the sixth dimension, so that they could assist humanity to successfully traverse the multi-ascension back into the realms of enlightenment. In addition, the divine essence of the Earth was encoded with the white fire memory seed atoms, keys and codes, which would activate its own awakening, and would also accelerate the awakening process within humanity as well. We do not like to focus attention on ourselves, for our greatest joy and mission are to serve the Creator and those under our guardianship, and no credit is needed or desired. However, it is necessary so that you can fully understand our mission on Earth and how closely we have always been connected with you. The beloved Jesus/Joshua came to earth over 2,000 years ago, and along with Archangel Uriel and Lady Grace, he anchored the virtues, aspects, and qualities of the sixth ray of devotion, forgiveness, mercy, grace, spiritual nourishment, and faith in God. The lovely Lady Mary, the feminine archangel of the fifth ray, who, along with Archangel Raphael, radiates forth the qualities of surrender, selflessness, dedication, and healing, was given the honor of bringing forth unto the world the Christ in being called Jesus/Joshua/Yeshua. However, Mary was chosen for an even greater task and opportunity to serve the Creator and humanity. She brought to earth and anchored the virtues of the goddess in the greatest measure possible, so the process of balancing the masculine and feminine qualities of the Creator on earth could once more take place. Many of you are familiar with what are called the Michael/Mary lines in England. They are ley lines that pass through the British Isles, Germany, France, and many other lesser-known areas in Europe and around the world. We wish to give you a greater understanding of the grand plan and what has become some of the myths and miracles of your history. Thousands of years ago in Earth time, Lady Mary, representing the receptive negative or feminine crystalline electromagnetic current, and I, Michael, radiating the positive or masculine crystalline electromagnetic current, set about infusing the Earth's ley lines with the currents necessary to rebuild the balanced and harmonious golden etheric grid system of the Earth. Rods of power, ascension cones of light, or vortices, were installed at integral points around the Earth. The sacred sites, natural formations which became places of worship, as well as great churches and temples, have all been constructed along these ley lines and power points. Down through your many lifetimes on Earth, you have been drawn to these places over and over again to receive spiritual sustenance, but much more has transpired than you realize. Each of you, either by your physical presence or in your nightly sojourns in the etheric, has not only received harmonious energy and encodings from these spiritually magnetized locations, but you have also helped to activate them and spread these currents of light around the Earth. You have become both the sender and receiver of God light from the earth below and from the heavens above. So and the oversoul consciousness of humanity have once again become attuned, one with another. I have been called the guardian overseer of humanity, and it is time for you to understand that the beloved Lady Mary is the feminine aspect of the goddess assigned to oversee humanity's sojourn and spread throughout this universe as well. It has been our great honor and privilege to be with you, guiding, guarding, and directing you every step along the way throughout the eons of time, as you journeyed forth on your assigned task of co-creating worlds and wondrous things without end. Along with the essence of the Creator, the memory of us coming together and overlighting you with our individualized essence and love was buried deep within your soul and your memory, so that even though you may have forgotten consciously, you could never forget within the memory of your soul self. King Arthur, the Lady of the Lake, Joan of Arc, and many mythical historical characters each brought forth an extraordinary amount of Lady Mary's essence and my essence in order to infuse them within the Earth's consciousness and within the hearts of humanity. This is why these myths never grow old, and why they have stayed near and dear to your hearts. They conjure up memories of the time we were together in the higher realms, before your mission into the worlds of density began. You are remembering our close and divine connection, and as we are reunited in mind and heart, it is a most joyous and gratifying time for us all. In order to give you a greater understanding of what has taken place on Earth and how perfect the Creator's plan was and is, we will go back in your history to approximately 5000 BC according to your time, to the time the Avatar Rama came to Earth. The Christ in being in human form called Rama, who brought forth to Earth the attributes, virtues, and qualities of the Creator for that era, was overlighted with my essence, bearing the first ray of divine will. Many of you are of my lineage, and you bear the essence of angels within your DNA and soul. The difference is that Rama bore the greatest infusion of my essence ever brought forth to Earth, in order to lay the foundation for the future, this time we are presently experiencing. The love of the Creator has always been the major overlighting focus of every avatar. However, they bring forth different teachings, those which are best suited for the time and the current level of humanity's awareness. Following Rama was Krishna, then Gautama Siddhartha, the Buddha, and numerous other avatars. Archangel Mary, as the bearer of the goddess energy or the feminine aspect of the Creator, played an important part in the lives of these great avatars. In Rama's life, was overlighted with the essence of Mary. In Krishna's life, it was a spiritual friend and companion, devoid of physical desire. Of course, Mary's best-known role was as the mother and mentor of Jeshva. She has stayed in the background all these thousands of years, but her great love for and devotion for the Creator and humanity have always been a major force on Earth and in the higher realm. Many other great beings of light have visited the Earth over the ages, Lao Tzu, Confucius, Abraham, Moses, and Muhammad, to name only a few. The beloved Guan Yin was overlighted with the essence of Lady Mary and brought the qualities of compassion, justice, and healing to Earth. You are or should be familiar with these great ones, for they all portrayed particular facets, aspects, and virtues of the Creator, and have played important roles on Earth as representatives of the Creator. What is not widely understood is that the archangelic realm has also played an integral part in this divine drama of descent into the worlds of material form. Throughout the ages, each archangel has played a predominant part in anchoring and radiating specific aspects, attributes, qualities, and virtues of the Creator. Penitent and in communication with the great avatars, and they have overlighted these wondrous beings with their own radiance and virtues. The avatars were the physical, human representation of the Creator for a particular period of time, and the archangelic beings were their spiritual overlighting connection with our Father, Mother, God. This unique time has never before been experienced on Earth, and even though there are presently many powerful avatars and ascended masters on Earth, there will not be just one great avatar sent to the Earth to overlight, guide, and inspire humanity. Each of you has the potential of becoming an ascended master for these glorious times ahead. We gave you a golden promise, and the promise states that no matter how much or how little Christed light or essence of your divine self you brought forth with you at birth, you have the potential to draw forth all the magnificence of your God ray and I am presence. That is what ascension is all about, returning to balance and harmony within your physical, mental, emotional and etheric bodies so that, once more, spirit can descend and take dominion. However, you must remember, all that you draw forth you must use for the greatest good of all, and then, beloved ones, even more will be given to you. Beloved, my flaming sword of light was fashioned by thought and energy from my innermost being, and infused with the dynamic energies of the Creator's first ray of divine will. It is a sword of redemption, a sword of hope, a sword of freedom, a gift I offer you to sever the shackles of your own miscreations, and to release you from the illusional bonds of the third, fourth dimension. We ask you to accept and use the awesome power of the first ray of divine will and power, and the adamantine particles of Creator light, to create a new in harmony with the divine will of the Creator. We implore you to, once more, claim your divine right as a co-creator under the direction of our Father, Mother, God. The chalice we now offer you during these momentous times of great change is filled with the elixir of love light, the 12-fold flame from our thought.
The elixir of love light, that's the essence of the whole thing, guys. The elixir of light and love, that's what I shared to you today on this powerful day of September 10, you know, remembering 10 years after that day, the truth is coming out about everything, and including that on building 7, what was the building of Nisara. Google Nisara, or check out Nisara, jsara.com. Nisara is in like national economic is like Reformation Act. So it's Nisara. So that's Nisara. Nisara for the U.S. and Gesara for the world. GESARA.com. NisaraGesara.com. And I put, there's a video, very interesting video right now that is pointed to my blog that also you can help out this this radio show. You can donate or get some of our services, like for instance healing by Reiki, by phone, let us give you a reading, you know, with some of these magical cards that tell us, you know, what's every person and individually. So there's also the awakening, you know, sessions that we can help to awaken yourself, awaken others. There's so much. Is it the rabbit hole is very, very deep. You need someone to really explain you what's going on. It's so deep to understand. However, the most important part of all is the spiritual aspect, because it's not about hating, you know, anyone and to tell you who to hate or anything like that. It's not like that. It's about love. It's about finding an answer, you know, to love in every situation. Answering always with love, you know what I mean, with understanding, even. For not anger, because that's the easiest, most lower vibration, the way that you can, you know, resolve things, you know, with anger. It's not a good idea. It's much better with love, you know, always with love. So I just want to remind you that it's really a great time to get ready for what it's spinning right now, the amazing transformation, the electromagnetic energy is affecting every part of your DNA, every cell in your body, every molecule in your being is being activated, is being transformed from chemical even composition, chemically and scientifically speaking, from carbon-12 to crystal-7, you've been, you know, transformed, literally. And therefore, DNA strands are being expanded and also multidimensionally, you know, activated. And so it's all good. On the regards of, I just want to say that, you know, hashtag still Bernie Sanders, you know, still Bernie. Hashtag is still Bernie, I'm telling you. And hashtag Bernie is destined to be POTUS, okay? Period. That's it. It is a fact. It's going to happen. Now it's it depends on every person that believe it or not, to help it, you know, co-create it more and more, which is telling me the other side of the veil. Somehow it's going to happen. There's not going to be elections, guys. There's not going to be no elections in November. So to tell you, instead it's going to be Nisara. So NisaraGesara.com, you want to find more information, help our radio show, help our cause, hire some of our services, help us awaken, help us get ready, spiritually speaking, you know, with understanding of what's really, really happening. And with that fear, help us, help you. Help me help you. Okay, this is Ashtar at your service. I'm here one of your most beloved ancestors that we are relatives, that we've been, you know, family, and for a very, very long time, even, you know, millions of years, you know, even since, you know, we were eternal souls, because that's what we are, you know, in the now moment, and at every moment we are eternal souls. And we agreed to be here. But, you know, in some way, there's some rumors saying that HRC is going to drop out, and therefore, for X or Y, you know, situation, then either way, there's not going to be elections, according to some reliable sources from the other side of the veil. And also that Bernie will be elected, you know, 120 days after Nisara is proclaimed, which will be around, if it happens, hopefully during the next few days. They say add another 120, that's when Bernie Sanders will be elected, you know, by the people, for the people. And he's destined to become president of the United States of America and to help the world. Transition is amazing, you know, a transformation. So I invite everyone to pray, you know, very deeply, to visualize tsunamis of light and love, purple light, purple love, you know, transforming all the dark into the light, the tsunamis of light in every ley line, in every heart, in every person, to create these tsunamis of light, tsunamis of love from your heart to the heart of the central sun, and from your heart to the core of Mother Earth, in the middle of the center of Mother Earth, her crystal heart, that you're going to have a connection from heart to heart, from your heart to the heart of Mother Earth. Wow, that's touching. In every ley line, you know, just visualize tsunamis of light, tsunamis of love, purple light, purple love, violet flame, in our brother Saint Germain. Please, violet flame. Coming out from my heart, from my hand. And just, you know, blessing and transforming all the dark into the light. I agree and declare, because I am that I am, and I always have been. And I am Ashtar at your service. I am Ashtar. Check out ashtarradio.com and/or nesarayesara.com and/or ashtartv, you know, .com. Check out those videos, very informative, very educational. And tell me, you know, be your guide, your teacher. I love to share what I have learned, and, you know, I can help me help you and help me, you know, continue with this mission, with this radio show, with our, help us make a film, you know, with your name on the credits. And, you know, we are looking for an investor for our film, willing to be even the executive director of this a magical spiritual film. Find more information at AstaRadio, that on your service. I am Ash, at your service, and see you next weekend. And I hope you get ready with plenty of water, plenty of food for at least a week. A month if possible, because it's happening, guys. We're living in those times that our ancestors told us about. We're given an amazing, you know, gift to transform ourselves from inner and out in the most divine way. Get ready, because God is good, and you are God, and God is with you. So we're all one. WERALLOS.